Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Trump insists the U.S. withdrawal from Syria is going smoothly so far. As NPR's Tamara Keith explains, Trump spent part of today's cabinet meeting defending a decision that has been criticized by foreign policy experts and bipartisan members of Congress.
President Trump's decision to pull U.S. forces out of northern Syria has left Kurdish allies open to attack from Turkey. It has been widely described as a betrayal of an ally that helped in the fight against ISIS. But that's not how Trump sees it.
As you know, most of the ISIS fighters that we captured, we captured them, our country captured them, working with others, including the Kurds. And we helped them, don't forget, we helped the Kurds. Everyone said the Kurds helped us, it's true. We helped the Kurds. They're no angels.
Trump says the U.S. didn't pledge to stick with the Kurds forever. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
House Democrats conducting the impeachment inquiry are kicking off another round of depositions this week. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the key interview will be with the acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
The key witness this week is William Taylor, the acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. Taylor reportedly raised concerns about Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and his efforts to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Democrats will be eager to learn more about Taylor's conversation with Ambassador Gordon Sondland after texting him, quote, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign." Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.
Senator Mitt Romney confirms he is Pierre Delecto. That is the secret alias for a Twitter account he's been using to comment on politics and add to criticism about President Trump. More from NPR's Don Gagne.
Romney has an official Twitter account under @MittRomney, but tweeting as Pierre Delecto, he has defended his real-life self in responses to tweets criticizing Romney as not being tough enough on President Trump, and at times he has agreed with other tweets attacking Trump. The Pierre Delecto account has also responded to tweets that were themselves responding to tweets originally posted by the actual Mitt Romney account. Romney first revealed his anonymous presence on Twitter over the weekend in The Atlantic. The Pierre Delecto account has since been made private. Romney has not explained how he came up with the name. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
China's asking the World Trade Organization to slap some $2.4 billion in penalties against the U.S. in a case over Chinese subsidies dating back years. According to a document published today, China's calling for the matter to be considered by the WTO's dispute settlement body. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 57 points. This is NPR. People in Dallas are cleaning up after a tornado touched down there last night. As Rachel Azure Lindley of member station KERA reports, it hit a densely populated part of the city.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says residents should consider themselves lucky that no one was killed. The twister left a trail of debris and destroyed homes and businesses. Thousands in and around Dallas remain without power, and it could stay that way for a while. Carrie Dunn is with Encore and says crews are running into pockets of extensive and significant damage.
Some of those areas are going to have to require complete reconstruction of that electric equipment. That's a very time-consuming process of having to reset poles, rehang transformers, rehang wires.
National Weather Service teams are surveying affected neighborhoods, trying to learn more about the tornado's path and behavior. I'm Rachel Osher Lindley in Dallas.
Social networking site Facebook is touting its efforts to ensure that it is not used as a tool to interfere in politics and democracies around the world. The company announcing plans to put in place a special security tool for elected officials and candidates that would allow them to monitor hacking attempts. Facebook says separately it's recently taken down four networks of accounts, three originating in Iran and one in Russia, for engaging in coordinated inauthentic behavior on Facebook and Instagram. The accounts totaling more than 130 were targeting the U.S., North Africa, and Latin America. Crude oil futures prices fell for a second straight session. That was amid concerns over weakening global economic growth that could cut into demand. Oil was down 47 cents a barrel today, to close at $53.31 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.